Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A confounding case of coronavirus in California.
This is the first case in the United States where health experts don't know how this patient got sick.
No one here is sick that we know of.
700 people in New York State being monitored for possible coronavirus.
We are planning for what the worst case scenario would be.
I'm Sean Adams in White Plains.
New York restaurants turn sour on food delivery apps.
New York City is looking to crack down on food delivery apps that gouge restaurants. I'm Marla Diamond at City Hall.
Add one more to the list of baseball's walking wounded.
Another day, another injury for the Yankees, and Edwin Diaz's 2020 debut looks a lot like 2019. This is Brad Heller.
Shark Tank star bitten.
Barbara Corcoran says she was scammed of $400,000 by a hacker in China.
And about the Vietnam War, we'll recall the night President Johnson lost Cronkite and lost America from our news radio archives for February 27th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Thursday has arrived. Expect to be late this morning with all these weather issues on the roads. Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Good morning, I'm Paul Murnane. We begin, though, with a sobering coronavirus milestone. The first case in the U.S. that is not linked to foreign travel.
That does not sound good. This is happening in Sacramento, where the patient was brought to a hospital last week, but not tested for coronavirus because there was no reason to. Here's KPIX reporter Katie Nielsen.
The patient hadn't traveled recently or been in contact with anyone known to have the disease, so that raises the possibility of community spread, which means the outbreak has entered a new phase.
Community spread means spread of an illness for which the source of the infection is unknown. It is possible this patient was exposed to a traveler who was infected.
Now, this makes 60 Americans with coronavirus inside the U.S. We have zero cases locally, as far as health officials know. So then why are hundreds of New Yorkers being asked to isolate themselves? Let's get the story live. WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Well, Paul, it's out of an abundance of caution. Health officials have asked 700 people in New York State to quarantine themselves just in case they came in contact with coronavirus. 83 people are being monitored in Nassau County. Here's Health Commissioner Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein.
Right now, anybody coming back from China within the last 14 days, even if they weren't exposed to anybody, is undergoing this remove yourself from the community. When it's identified that there's a potentially higher risk, like they were exposed to an active case, it could be called a mandatory quarantine.
29 people are being observed in Suffolk County, 8 here in Westchester. Here's County Executive George Latimer.
We're not going to frighten the public by coming up with the worst case scenario because we're not near the worst case scenario. But be advised, we are planning for what the worst case scenario would be.
Worst case scenario planning in New York City includes lining up 1,200 hospital beds and stockpiling 1.5 million face masks for health workers and first responders. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
We still, however, have that coronavirus pressure on the markets. We're off the overnight lows, but your Dow futures are down 216 points after the Dow shed another half of a percentage point yesterday.
The morning news roundup, and city restaurants are increasingly being hurt, they say, by apps. Apps that let you order the food in. And now the city council is looking at changing the rules. Marla Diamond is live on that story. Marla, what's the issue?
Well, in a city where food can be delivered to your door with a touch of a finger, food delivery apps have become extremely popular. and completely unregulated, say elected officials who will hold a hearing at City Hall this morning on a package of bills limiting how much these apps can charge restaurants. Grubhub, for instance, was routinely billing restaurants for calls that didn't result in orders. The bill would limit charging restaurants no more than 10% commission and require them to be licensed through the city's Department of Consumer Affairs. The city councilmen who proposed this bill say restaurants are struggling, some going under with the cost of these apps that deliver food very quickly and are very convenient, but are hurting small businesses. Wayne and Paul.
Thank you, Marla.
Well, when you get a picture of a subway thug, what kind of image comes to mind? You think of a teenage kid? It should. Chief of Transit Edward Della Torre says that there were 97 arrests for robberies so far this year in the subways.
Out of the 97, 43 of them are 17 and under, the juveniles. So we are seeing an uptick in juveniles engaging in crime in transit.
Subway cops have been redeployed to lines serving Brooklyn because that's where a lot of the robberies now are happening.
And New York cops are possibly interfering with the body cameras. The Civilian Complaint Review Board thinks so. They found cases of cops tipping off other cops that body cameras are active in an effort, the board says, to obfuscate or facilitate police misconduct. So the board now wants GPS trackers on these body cams.
Body cam video shows cops preventing a tragedy in the Upper East Side last week. Commissioner Dermot Chase's four officers were called to an apartment. This is actually on the west side, West 86th Street. They heard screams. They rushed inside to find a man with a knife diving for a window.
They have seconds to make a determination to run towards somebody that's armed with a knife trying to jump out of a window.
They saved him, grabbing his ankle, pulling him in by his ankle and calming him down. Way to go.
And then there's the body cam video just in of Bridgeport cops risking their lives to rescue a driver from her burning car on Chopsy Hill Road on Tuesday.
Leather gloves. We'll try to rip that. Rip that windshield off. Yeah, they're still in.
Ready?
Go. Go.
All right. They saved her life. Her car was upside down and on fire, but she's in the hospital recovering.
Apparently, they flipped over the car. It was on its roof. It was burning. And while it was burning, they flipped it over and they pulled the woman out the window and rescued her. So,
hence the request for leather gloves. Wow. That's a tough job.
As we said, stock futures lower this morning. Joe Connolly's here with this morning's Big Money story.
The effects of the virus here are almost entirely on business so far. Facebook, Sony, Workday, and the mobile phone industry have all canceled major conferences, and IBM's not sending any employees to a cybersecurity conference in San Francisco. Stocks such as Marriott and Priceline are down, but the experts say canceling meetings may do a lot to stop the virus if it's here, and Northwell Health and others say they are ready if it is.
It's the Morning News Roundup here on WCBS. Get us on the go. We're on your phone. We are portable. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Go to WCBS Morning News Roundup, and we'll catch you up on your time. And now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS forecast. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is here, and I was hydroplaning on the way in this morning, Craig.
It was really coming down for parts of the area. And in terms of total rainfall, since it was the heaviest rain was not falling for the longest time, we have anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch across parts of New Jersey as well as the city. But head north and east of the city, where there was even heavier rain, even some lightning and thunder. Yes, we've got some reports of that now over the eastern sections of Long Island. And rainfall totals are between a half inch to an inch. And again, since it fell in a short period of time, there is quite a bit of ponding of water out there. It'll have to drain on off, and it will do that because from this point on, the heaviest rains are moving away. Today's high 45 to 50 with a mix of sun and clouds, but a little extra caution again for the next hour or two. Fair and windy and colder tonight, 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland, and then it's dry from Friday on. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with a chilly wind, about 40. Saturday and Sunday, 35 to 40, below average for this upcoming weekend. 43 now, and most of the rain has stopped around the city in points west. Humidity 97%, and we have a west wind gusting to 24 miles per hour.
Governor Murphy says it's no disrespect to New Jersey hospitals that he's getting his surgery in New York for a possibly cancerous tumor on his kidney. He says New Jersey has been ranked in many surveys as having the best hospitals in America, but he says he's been seeing a doctor in the city for years, and well, that's where he's going to have his surgery. Governor Murphy learned that he had a 3-centimeter tumor on his left kidney. He said it's 90% likely to be malignant. He will be joining us at 8:15 this morning here on WCBS to talk about preparedness in New Jersey for any possible outbreak of coronavirus.
Even some of the smartest people around can get fooled by scammers. Matt Piper reports.
Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran says she was scammed of $400,000 by a hacker in China. A bookkeeper was communicating with who she thought was Corcoran's assistant until she realized when it was too late that the email was fake and misspelled by one letter.
The money was sent when her bookkeeper received an email about payment for a real estate renovation. Barbara Corcoran says, I was upset at first, but then remembered it was only money.
Well, it's only injuries, right? And the injury hits just keep on coming for the New York Yankees. Brad Heller's here. Brad, spring training is kind of like the walking wounded, isn't it?
It really is, especially in Yankee camp, Wayne. Giancarlo Stanton strained his calf in a workout. He's not definitely out for opening day, but Aaron Boone said it's not looking good right now. This after Stanton played in just 18 regular season games last year. We already know Luis Severino is going to miss the entire 2020 season. His Tommy John surgery is scheduled for today.
Edwin Diaz got roughed up, huh?
Yes, he did. There's a lot of attention on Diaz after a disappointing first season with the Mets, Paul. Similar story yesterday in his spring debut. Diaz gave up three hits, including a couple of doubles against the Astros.
I felt good out there. A little bit anxious because it was the first time being out there in a real game and facing real batters. But other than that, I felt really good.
That's Diaz through interpreter Alan Suriel. Noah Syndergaard did throw two scoreless innings in his debut. We're going to have the Mets and the Marlins on WCBS tonight at 7 o'clock. Last night, the Knicks, the Nets, St. John's, and Rutgers all lost. The Scarlet Knights did erase a 21-point deficit before coming up just short at Penn State. They are 9-9 in the Big Ten, but 1-8 on the road, which certainly does not help their NCAA tournament resume. Rutgers hasn't made the Big Dance since 1991.
Thank you, Brad Heller.
Good morning on a Thursday. Three things to know.
First of all, Bellevue Hospital says it has all the face masks it needs despite a Daily Beast report that a number of protective masks dipped by hundreds over one day at Bellevue Hospital, the same day that a patient from China was brought there and tested for coronavirus. That test came back negative.
The new state law banning single-use plastic bags goes into effect across New York on Sunday. Bring your own reusable bag or pay an extra 5-cent fee for a paper bag. That's if one is available, even.
Third thing, how's this for good news? Crashes on the Gothels Bridge are down a lot, 57%, ever since they added cashless tolls and widened the lanes.
Thursday, this is the 27th of February. Let's dip into the news archives. 88 seconds in sound.
1968.
This is Charles Osgood, News Radio 88. The wave of terrorism in Vietnam.
The country was terribly divided, probably the worst division since the Civil War.
On this night, CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite, to many the most trusted man in America, came back from Vietnam to report what wasn't being told by our leaders. His commentary that night led LBJ to conclude, game over in Vietnam.
I did a whole report, which did not include any commentary at all. But then I very clearly said, I will have a personal view after this commercial, whatever it was. I came back and said, this is an unusual departure. I am going to deliver an editorial in effect. And with that, I said that I thought we should get out.
It is increasingly clear to this report that the only rational way out will be to negotiate, not as victors, but as an honorable people who lived up to their pledge to defend democracy and did the best they could.
I was surprised at the effect. It was apparently a very powerful piece. The president, who watched all broadcasts that concerned him, stood up and clicked the set off after my conclusion, and he said, well, if we've lost Cronkite, we've lost Middle America.
This is Walter Cronkite. Good night.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m., live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.